One of the biggest TV shows on the telly at the moment is Rosehaven. It's an absolutely massive show, award-winning, and we are very lucky to have on the line Luke McGregor. How you going, bro?
Good. How are you?
Very well.
I'm very excited for Wednesday, 8:30 on ABC to check out the next season. It's just very unfortunate that my usual co-host Tom can't be here because he's away sick. But the thing is, he is probably the show's biggest fan, I would say.
All right. Well, I refuse to do the interview without him, so I guess we're done, huh?
Well, good news is we actually have managed, in his sickened state, record a couple of questions for you.
With his dying breath.
Yeah, literally.
The last oxygen that was in his lungs were just to get these questions to you. So
that's very much appreciated.
You're a lucky man. Not even his wife got the last bit of oxygen. It's all you.
I do feel like a bit of a hog, to be honest.
All right, here's the first one he wanted to know about you, Luke.
Hi, Luke. Sorry I couldn't be there this morning. Did have a question for you. You and Celia are besties on the show Rosehaven. I know you're living with Tommy Little at the moment, so technically he's your current man squeeze. But if you were to add another Tom to your friendship circle, what would you look for in a Tom, and what would he need to bring to the table?
We've got quite a few now. We've got Tom Ballard, we've got Tom Gleason.
Could you fit in a Tom Lewis? That's Tom's last name.
Yeah, I have to run by the circle of Toms.
I was going to say, is it like a council of Toms?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they've got some sort of initiation which I don't know about. I don't even know how I got accepted. I assume all the Toms meet up once a month, so just all the Toms in Victoria.
Amazing. You can have the next one down here in Geelong at Little Creatures. This is his second question that he recorded for you.
Luke, in the new season of Rosehaven, you drop some amazing knowledge. There is one point where you tell Celia not to look at something because then it'll become your problem. And if we ignore it, then it's somebody else's problem. Have you got any other amazing nuggets of advice coming in this season?
That advice in this season worked. It was in reference to a pig who was running around free. It didn't work.
It's actually something that Tom and I try and live by. Just ignore everything, bury your head in the sand, and then it's not your issue.
Oh, yeah. Then I just sit down and deal with them all at once. So it's really painful. So that's how I roll.
Sounds like the world's worst counselling session.
Now, there's been a lot of positive questions and positive lights thrown at you. I have seen recently a couple of teasers for Rosehaven been popping up on Facebook, and one in particular, and as a man who plays video games, this triggered me very hard. In the shot, there are a couple of blokes on the couch playing some Xbox, and you turn the Xbox off on them mid-game.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, do you play games at all, Luke? Was that hard for you to do?
Made online multiplayer games. Hey, mate, the most brutal accounts. I play video games a lot. If someone turned my game off just as I was about to beat the Dark Souls boss, which is very hard, very hard game, I'd lose it. Because that's a game where you can't even pause it.
Yeah.
It's always online, you can't pause it, and it automatically saves your game as soon as you die, so you lose. I've heard of people trying to grab the discount before they lost their souls. I know that pain. I'd never put someone through that in real life. It was a completely staged environment.
Probably had heart palpitations just doing it yourself while you're filming. How many takes did that take?
I still didn't like doing it. That's when you call acting. That's when you have to dig deep.
Some of your finest acting then, which we cannot wait to see. In the next season of Rosehaven, which is on ABC this Wednesday at 8:30, and I'm sure it'll be well received. Thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully next time you join us, I'll have your number one fan/stalker, Tom, on the show.
No worries. Look forward to it. Thanks for talking to me.